or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I just thought we'd do open lines today and see what you're thinking about. So remember our number, it's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. And we'd like to know what you're thinking about or what you'd like to talk about. But we've had some interesting things occur. First of all, we've had Lindsey Williams on our program. And he had reiterated that there was not going to be a war with Iran at this time. Now, basically, of course, over the last several years, time and again, they've brought up the subject of a war with Iran. They had our military forces centered over there in the Gulf. They had four or five carrier groups in the Strait of Hormuz, right adjacent to it. And back during the Bush administration, why it certainly looked like we were going to have a war with Iran, I had people within the CIA telling me that there was going to be a war with Iran. And really, well, I didn't know what to make out of it, so I called Lindsey at that time, and I said, Lindsey, you call your friend in the establishment, and of course that was, we can give out his name now, is Ken Fromm. He had been president of ARCO when he retired, but he was very close to the centers of power, at least the center of power that exists within the oil industry. Remember that there is a brotherhood of darkness out there, and there are a number of groups with various ramifications and various power structures that work together with a common goal to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, to destroy Christianity because they have an intense hatred of Christianity, to install a world-ruling oligarchy, which we pretty well have in place today, and then, of course, to install, ultimately, the world leader that has been the goal ever since the days of Nimrod, and we're talking about 4,200 years ago. And, of course, time and again, they've tried to accomplish this. The Greeks tried to accomplish it. I mean, the ancient Babylonians, the Medes and the Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, and all those were covered in Daniel's prophecies. But, of course, he said that ultimately that they would not be able to accomplish that goal, and the nations would ever join together and establish the world government that Nimrod wanted to. Well, they're doing a pretty good job today. They've got the European Union in place. Apparently, they have threatened and cajoled the Slovakians, Slovakia into going along with it. Certainly, to maintain the European Union, they have to maintain the European currency. And we've been getting lots of stories out that the Germans were printing their currency and the French were printing their currency. And the inference is it's in preparation for the breakup of the European Union, and yet, of course, what they want to do is increase all this money they have in something called the Europe Stabilization Fund, and then to use that money to bail out Greece and Portugal and Spain and Italy and the other European countries as one or another collapses due to shortage of money. And so that was the plan that they came up with, and they just twisted the arms of everybody. The Slovakians said, we're not going to go along with it. Well, it doesn't matter what the people want. Doesn't want what the elected officials want. They threaten the people. They kill people. They do whatever they have to. And you'll never guess what happened. The Slovakians went along. They just reversed themselves and said, oh, yes, we'll go along with this. Of course, because you're dealing with people who are ruthless. They'll kill families. They'll threaten people. They'll bribe them. They'll twist arms. They'll break arms. They'll do whatever they have to. We saw that, of course, when they wanted to go through the TARP funds here in our own Congress. You know, when you remember that was the $700 billion they were going to use to bail out Wall Street, bail out Main Street. When the crisis first came back in 2008, Henry Paulson said, "This is not to bail out Wall Street. This is to bail out Main Street." But remember where Henry Paulson came from. He was the CEO of Goldman Sachs, who gave up a job that paid him $40 million a year because he was a patriot. And he took a job that only paid $180,000 a year, but he was the head of the, he was the Secretary of the Treasury when this crisis came down. They needed money to bail out the banks, but Henry Paulson said the TARP funds are not to bail out Wall Street, they're to bail out Main Street so the people won't lose their homes. And despite all of Henry Paulson's assurances, why Congress voted the legislation down. Now, ordinarily, when Congress votes legislation down, you can't bring it back again. That's the rule. They don't play by the rules. They simply offered bribes of about $24 billion to 20, 25 congressmen. I figured, as I know, it was actually about $50 billion, because I figured it was about $2 billion per congressman. They switched 25 votes, and of course they brought it back in violation of the rules, and they got it passed, and then Henry Paulson decided he was going to use the money to bail out Wall Street, not Main Street, and people continue losing their homes, because that was the plan. It's always been the plan, and they come up with a new plan every 6 months to keep people in their homes, and aw, shucks, it never works. Well, we'll come up with a new plan, and it's all political theater. Why? Because they want to force people out of their homes. They want to take away the source of their wealth and make people dependent upon government. And millions of people have already lost their homes, and millions more will, because it's all political theater, and that's what happened over in Europe. They simply forced Slovakia to go along with, of course, the bailout of Greece. And, of course, they're going to try to put off the inevitable collapse of the world monetary system until the point where they want it to collapse, and then they'll let it collapse. Everything is scripted. There was no reason for the economic contraction back in 2008. You go back and you read the newsletters I wrote at that time, and certainly all the indications was that the world economy was doing fine. But somebody ran a scam. They had a run first on Bear Stearns, on Lehman Brothers, and give us a call, 877-254-7544. 877-254-7544.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, I'm back here at the Arrowhead Network, and I was just really started out this morning talking about the question is there going to be a war with Iran? Well, first of all, our number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines. Look forward to hearing from you. I called Lindsay. It was a couple of years ago. Because I was getting all sorts of disinformation. I didn't know whether it was disinformation or real information funneled to me from various government sources whether it was going to be a war with Iran. So I called Lindsay and I said, you get hold of your friend Ken Fromm and ask him, is there going to be a war with Iran? And Lindsay had called Ken at that time. And Fromm had just laughed at him and said, Lindsay, I mean, this is all rhetoric. There's not going to be a war with Iran at that time. So the source was accurate, and all the information that we were getting through regular conservative channels, supposed leaks from the highest level of government, was all fraudulent. Well, of course, we've had several more red flags going up, war with Iran. You have to understand that President Ahmadinejad of Iran came from Central Casting. He is a make-believe figure with his little wind jacket and his little scruffy beard. He's sort of like Arafat. Remember Arafat, the leader of the PLO, with his checkered headdress and his scruffy clothing, and then Fidel Castro with his beard and his fatigues. They're all created figures. You know that David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel regularly, and Fidel comes up to visit the most powerful, wicked capitalist of the world, David Rockefeller. This is all covered in David Rockefeller's memoirs, which you can purchase from us. It's fascinating information, is when you realize that this man is the man who rules the world. And he even sort of laughs at the fact that Ronald Reagan, who'd dare to criticize the Trilateral Commission, which is the organization that runs the world today, that Ronald Reagan, who'd criticize Jimmy Carter for having all these people from the Trilateral Commission within his administration, Ronald Reagan invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner. Now, probably arranged by George Herbert Walker Bush, the vice president, who really ran things after one of George, the son of one of George Bush's close associates or friends, tried to kill Ronald Reagan. Isn't that a coincidence? Out of all the 300 million people in America, the one person who tried to kill Ronald Reagan just happened to be the son of the vice president of the United States. Well, coincidences do happen, don't they? Ronald Reagan learned to do what he was told to do if he was going to survive. Otherwise, it's a one-way trip to Dallas. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they killed presidents. They tried to kill Andrew Jackson. They killed Abraham Lincoln. They killed Garfield. They killed McKinley. They killed Kennedy. And, of course, they tried to kill Sir Ronald Reagan. In fact, they tried to kill Gerald Ford, but that would have made Nelson Rockefeller the president, and that's what he always wanted to be. In fact, he wrote a book entitled, I Never Wanted to Be Vice President of Anything. That was the book he wrote. I Never Wanted to Be Vice President of Anything. Well, anyway, of course, we got the information from Ken Fron there wasn't going to be a war on Iran. And another time subsequent to that, it looked like there was going to be a war with Iran. And so now it looks like there's going to be a war with Iran. We've had this latest announcement that a couple of Iranians working in concert with a top Iranian organization, was going to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in the United States, was going to bomb the Saudi embassy and the Israeli embassy, and the government knows this is true. How does the government know this is true? Well, we're supposed to believe the government knows it's true, just like we're supposed to believe that SEAL Team 6 killed Osama bin Laden and then dumped his body in the Indian Ocean after first, certainly in the laboratory on one of their planes, determining his DNA showed it was really Osama bin Laden. They were able to do it instantaneously. No one else can do it instantaneously. But SEAL Team 6 was able to do it instantaneously. So we know it was Osama bin Laden. We can't show you the pictures, but you're supposed to believe whatever you're told, because if you don't, why, you're a wicked person. You're anti-government. You do not believe what you're told. You're a potential threat. You're a potential terrorist. You better believe what you're told. So now we're being told, of course, that the Iranians were plotting on this massive plot, and they've arrested a couple of people. And the only trouble is, if you read out various things on Alex Jones' website, there he interviews a Colonel Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who has friends in the FBI who say, we don't have any record of this plot at all. Just like the FBI didn't have any record of Osama bin Laden being involved in the 9/11 plot. If you ever saw the FBI most wanted flyer for Osama bin Laden, and he was one of the most wanted men in the world, not one reference to the attack on September 11th. They wanted him for other attacks, but not for that attack. Well, they wanted him for the attack on the embassies in Tanzania and Kenya, but that was all planned by a fellow named Ali Mohammed. And Ali Mohammed was working for the FBI. And when he was tried and sent to prison, nobody knows where he was sent to prison. Nobody knows where Ali Mohammed is. Some people think he's drinking martinis at the Fairmont in San Francisco under government witness protection, and that he's always been a quadruple agent working for Osama, but actually working for the FBI and the American government. Oh, where is Ali Mohammed? Nobody knows. He's the guy who really planned the attack on the embassies. He's the guy who planned the attack on the World Trade Center, the first one. He is, of course, was involved with all sorts of nefarious activities while he was working as an undercover agent for the FBI. So we really don't know what's going on in the world today. And so everything is illusion and delusion. And just as they create a man like Ahmadinejad, and he makes a lot of statements that pretty are true. He really does. But if you agree with him, you obviously are a wacko, because Ahmadinejad is such a wacko. And when Ahmadinejad says something that is entirely true, you're not supposed to believe it, because he's characterized as a wacko. And he is, I believe, a politically created individual. And he is there playing his part, as Arafat played his part, as Fidel Castro played his part. And remember, Fidel Castro comes up to visit David Rockefeller. In fact, when I was at the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations and going through their dinner speakers, there was Fidel Castro on not one but several occasions. Fidel comes up to address the leaders of America there at the Council on Foreign Relations. Why would they invite Fidel Castro to come up to address them? Why? I mean, I thought he was the enemy of the United States. And why would he come? Because Fidel understands the power structure. The people of the CFR understand the power structure. It's just that you're not supposed to. You're supposed to believe that there's a battle between communism and the wicked capitalist, and we're the good guys and they're the bad guys, and communism is terrible, and communism is terrible, and communism has killed millions of people, but unfortunately it has been financed since its inception by the West. And that was the story of the investigation of the Great Tax Exempt Foundations. And if you haven't read it, you need to get the book. You need to hear my interview with Norman Dodd, who was the chief investigator for the Reese Committee that investigated the Great Tax Exempt Foundations. The book is Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Foundations, Their Power and Influence by Reddy Wormser. We've kept it in print. We are the source of the book today. And because you can get it by calling 800-544-8927. And then you can hear the interview on our four tape set, the Secret Government, a four CD set. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Which brings us back to the subject, is there going to be a war with Iran? Well, certainly Hillary Clinton, whose husband was a member of the Trilateral Commission, Hillary Clinton is inferring that there may well have to be action taken against Iran. Senator John Kerry, member of Skull and Bones, member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. John Kerry, one of the most powerful and nefarious people in the world, and his wife is fabulously wealthy. John Kerry has talked about we may have to go to war or bomb Iran or do something to retaliate against this obvious act of war on their part. But is it real? Certainly the sinking of the Maine that got us in the Spanish-American War was phony. The sinking of the Lusitania during the First World War was engineered, but that's not the reason we went to war. Lusitania went down in 1915. But even with all the Americans that were killed, they still couldn't convince the American people we ought to go to war. They had to do that a couple of years later with the publication of the Zimmerman Letter, and most people have never heard of the Zimmerman Letter, but that was the psychological impact after the propaganda campaign that had been waged by the establishment, specifically to a man named Edward Bernay, who was the man who wrote the book on propaganda, hired by the establishment to convince us we had to go to war. Well, today they're trying to convince us we have to go to war with Iran, and they're trying to convince the Christians throughout the world we're going to have to go to war with the Muslim world, because the Muslim faith is that certainly cannot be exist alongside the Christian faith, and the Muslim people are bad people and they want to kill us. So we've got to kill them before we kill them. They kill us. And there are a lot of Muslims in this country, and they're being brought. They're here because they want to disrupt our society, and that may well be true. Some of them may very well. But why are we allowing them to come into this country to upset this nation? Why did they change the immigration laws in 1965? Why did Ted Kennedy do that when he promised? He absolutely guaranteed that it would not change the demographic makeup of America. Why would Ted Kennedy lie to the American people? And why would the Bush Family Foundation, which of course is Republican, give their highest award in the year 2003 to the most prominent important American citizen, Ted Kennedy? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Bush Family Foundation in 2003 gave their award of, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever it is, to Ted Kennedy as the most influential individual. In fact, Ted Kennedy and George W. were very, very close friends. Isn't that interesting? And George W. got through the legislation that Ted Kennedy couldn't get through, the No Child Left Behind, the Medicare drug bill. All of that was Kennedy's legislation the Democrats couldn't pass. So they got the Republicans to pass it through a man named George W. Bush. Well, that number is 877-254-7524. We have conflicting reports. Lindsey Williams says there's not going to be a war on Iran, and he had specifically checked with his current source of information, who I've talked to. I'm probably one of the few conservatives who's talked with this gentleman who has actually worked on the pipeline with Ken Fromm and with Lindsey, and I got in touch with him several years ago at Lindsey's suggestion. Well, I challenged Lindsey to prove to me that the information he'd got from Ken Fromm was accurate. Well, the information certainly does appear to be accurate, and Fromm certainly it had the pipeline, and there are massive oil deposits right now that we are beginning to develop off the coast of Alaska. We'll be back in a moment here at American Freedom Nick. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And it's 877-254-7524. It's open lines. Want to know what you're thinking about? Give us a call. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Are we going to go to war with Iran at this time? Because, of course, of this supposed threat to Iranians here who have said they've not been convicted of anything. We really don't know anything other than what we read in the newspapers and hear on radio and television. But supposedly two Iranians working with the highest levels of Iran were plotting on blowing up the Israeli embassy, plotting on blowing up the Egyptian embassy, planning on killing the Saudi ambassador to, the Israeli embassy, the Saudi embassy, and they were going to kill the Saudi ambassador of the United States. Is it true? I don't know. Well, we have no way of knowing. I suspect it's all made up, make believe. They make up things all the time, ladies and gentlemen. And they frankly lie to us. And basically, I mean, there is the Iranians, not very nice people, but they're not stupid people. And they would not certainly want to give the people in Washington, D.C. a justification to go to war. But I think that, in my own estimation, while there is a timetable for everything, we're in the process of toppling all the governments over there in the Near East and the Middle East and bringing them under control of the Muslim Brotherhood, which we finance, a ruthless, a terrorist, murderous organization. But after all, if you're going to have a war, you have to have a ruthless terrorist enemy, and we've created, as we always do, the best enemy money can buy. Who's on the line?
Yeah, Dr. Stan.
Yeah, go ahead.
From Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And, no, I agree with all you say, but there's a point I want to bring up since it was time to call in today. When people always make reference to the communists becoming more capitalist, and they start comparing communism with capitalism. What people fail to realize, and this simplifies it all, and the communists have always been capitalists. They're monopolist capitalists. What the real difference is you've got monopolist capitalists and free market capitalists. And if you listen to people when they speak, they basically mix the terms and don't differentiate the difference. But you don't hear them saying monopolist capitalist, do you?
Nope. And you're absolutely right. Basically, this is a monopoly form of capitalism where the capitalists control the government. They use it to prevent and block competition. And the capitalists and the government are in bed together. But that isn't a free enterprise. Free enterprise means a system where you can have free people competing with one another, and the monopolist capitalists don't believe in competition. They don't believe in freedom. They believe in control. They buy and sell politicians, and they've convinced us that we're a democracy, and therefore, if our elected officials vote for it, it's the law of the land, even if it violates our Constitution. You're absolutely right.
The other thing, see, this is where, when I listen to some of these people speak, it sounds like even the ones that are kind of, should we call, educated, they start heading people in the right direction, and then they kind of confuse them. Even the money programs, oftentimes we use the term a regulated free market. Now, how in the hell do those two words go together? They don't.
You're absolutely right.
I'm back to where all I'm saying is, People need to recognize the communists or the international socialists or the fascists have always been capitalist. Capitalism, this means using capital, labor, money, but it's controlled by few. So anyway, that's all I was going to tell you. People don't ever use the term monopolist capitalist as a synonym with communism as opposed to free market.
Well, you see, the term capitalism came from Karl Marx. He wrote the book Das Kapital, talking about the conflict between communism and capitalism. And we're supposed to believe there's a conflict between communism and capitalism. They're both the same. A small elite group controls everything. And that's exactly what's going on today. And we have, but the thing is that they work very close together. In fact, one of the most important things that we offer that nobody else does is a syllabus and the interviews on what we call the New Order of the Barbarians, a talk given by Dr. Richard Day, former medical director of Planned Parenthood, who actually talked to a group of physicians back in 1969, spilled the beans at that time, saying, you know, that I would never have been allowed to say what I'm saying today, but at this point, why, there's no way they can stop us, so I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And then he said, you know, most people are thinking I'm talking about communism, but I'm really not. I'm talking about the order much more powerful than communism, and there's a great deal of cooperation between the East and the West, between the communists and the capitalists, far more than most people know. Those are his words, not mine, and really people should get that transcript. It will help you.
Who said that?
Dave Biden?
Who said that?
Yep, Dr. Richard Day, and this was 1969, and he was addressing a group of doctors back in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We actually have the transcript of what he said as recorded by Dr. Dunnigan, who was a friend of Dr. Cuddy's. We have both the written transcript and the interviews with Dr. Dunnigan as he tells the story. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians, and there, of course, Dr. Day is quoted as saying, you know, most people think I'm talking about communism, but this is far more powerful than communism, and there's a great deal of cooperation between the East and the West, between the communists and the capitalists, and that's absolutely true.
Well, it's controlled capitalism, which means it's not free market.
You're absolutely right. And I think that's such an important point.
People have to understand that
our leaders use capitalism. That's why they finance it from its inception. That's why they're financing it today after the so-called phony fall of communism back in 1991, 1992. The United States government and American corporations went over and drilled the oil wells and the natural gas wells that made Russia the largest exporter of oil and the largest exporter of natural gas in the world. I mean, they far excelled Saudi Arabia, but nobody ever says that.
That fallen wall was for Western consumption, and it worked real well.
They sure did.
They took a hook, line, and sinker. Here, when you're talking about, we're talking about the controlled capitalism, which is not free market. I've got a real quote here. I just stumbled across this entitled as you were speaking. It is quoted. This is by Rothschild. I care not what puppet is placed upon the throne of England to rule the empire on which the sun never sets. The man who controls Britain's money supply controls the British empire.
You're absolutely right.
The British money supply.
And the people who control our money supply control America.
Yep.
By number 877-254-7524. 877-254.
All right, thank you, Dr.
7524. God bless. Thank you.
Insurance agency in Fort Collins is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Cindy Girk, an American insurance agent in Fort Collins, reminding everyone to give words of praise to the police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers of our community.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. MB Towing Service in Fort Lupton says there's plenty of talk about drugs these days, but something must be done about it. Drug abuse is on the increase with our youth. The first step is to be made aware of the problem. Secondly, action must be taken to educate members of the community as to signs of drug abuse. We can win the battle against drug abuse. This message was underwritten by MB Towing Service in Fort Lupton. For more information, contact them at 303-857-9770. That's 303-857-9770.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. It's open lines this morning, and I want to know what you think about what's going on. Is there going to be a war with Iran? Is this all political theater? Sydney, is it possible that all these foreign leaders are simply caricatures that are created for our entertainment, so we will actually believe the lie of the enemy, the Arafat with his little checkered headdress and scruffy beard, or Ahmadinejad with his little windbreaker jacket and pounding with his fist and calling for the death of the great Satan, and then Fidel Castro of the enemy of capitalism, who comes up to visit David Rockefeller, and David Rockefeller's daughters go down on a regular basis to visit Fidel Castro. What's wrong with that picture? And if you doubt what I'm saying, don't take my word for anything. Ask for the documentation. The documentation is contained within David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, which is available from Radio Liberty. As are so many of the books that are important to understand what's going on today. That's why we buy up secondhand copies of with Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, and we offer them to you. And why? Because David Rockefeller's, Barry Goldwater's chapter on America's unelected rulers is so vitally important for you to understand what's going on today. We buy up secondhand copies of Monica Jensen Stevenson's book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye. Why? Because the other side bought up when the book was republished. First of all, they suppressed it here in the United States. They called back the copies that had been released. And of course, Monica moved up to Canada with her husband, William Stevenson, who incidentally wrote the book, The Man Called Intrepid, one of my favorite books. But, of course, they were up there. She got the copyright back on her book, Kissed the Boys Goodbye, went into the CIA and drugs, and the men we abandoned. Yes, we abandoned about 1,000 of our servicemen to die in the prison camps over there in Vietnam, another 1,000 to die in Laos. They worked for the CIA, and about 2,000 people we left behind. And her book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, talked about them and verified the story. But then went into the CIA and drugs. And the last thing they could let the American people know is that the largest drug distributor in the United States and the world is the CIA. So basically when she got the copyright back, moved to Canada, she got the book republished up there, and it was in paperback. We bought a copy and a case of the books and distributed them, but suddenly they weren't available because somebody had bought up the publisher and just accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of the book. How many of you honestly believe that they accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of the book? This is the standard technique. They buy up the books. They don't distribute them. If they are being distributed, they buy up the publisher and just accidentally shred the copies of the book, or as they did with Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. They bought up the publisher, and if you've never heard the interview we have with Professor Quigley, it is available on our 4-CD set, The Secret Government. And you need to get that tape set and listen to the 4 interviews there, well, at least the 4 tapes or 4 CDs, and you'll hear Professor Quigley talking about how they destroyed the plates to the first half of his book. They bought up the publisher and just accidentally destroyed the plates to the first half of Tragedy and Hope so the book couldn't be republished. That is one of the most important things we offer through Radio Liberty, and I bought the rights to the tape from Mrs. Quigley after Professor Quigley had died and before she passed away. And so one of the smartest things I ever did. So vitally important that you hear Professor Quigley as he talks about his total disdain for people like you and I, the sort of lower class people who believe in Barry Goldwater, was his remark. He had the total contempt for Barry Goldwater. Why? Because Senator Goldwater was talking about the establishment back in those days. You don't hear any of the political candidates talking about the CFR today. Which one of the political candidates is condemning the CFR and the Trilateral Commission? Which one of the Republicans is doing it? None of them, not even Ron Paul. He doesn't bring that subject up, although he does bring up so many good things. And Ron Paul is very, very clever about what he does, and I applaud him. Probably far better than attacking the CFR. He manages to get his ideas out, and he is the only candidate who wants to get us out of the senseless war in the Middle East. And as he said, I support a full defense budget. I support a strong defense budget for America. But I oppose the military budget because, of course, we certainly have an empire, and we need to bring our troops home from throughout the world. We do not want to be the policemen of the world. He's absolutely right. Why are we the policemen of the world? Because our leaders want a one-world government. They want to control it, and they do control it. And they control most of the governments in the world, and world leaders don't go along with it. Why? Their plane crashes and they die or they're assassinated, or like Mrs. Bhutto. Mrs. Bhutto is running for the presidency of Pakistan, and of course she's the one who had actually gotten on world television with Gordon Frost and told Gordon Frost that Osama bin Laden had been dead for some time, and you can actually see that on my page, my webpage, radioliberty.com. And there's a section on other videos on the web. Very good YouTube videos. We recommend you go there and listen to Barack Obama talking about his Muslim faith and his wife talking about his Muslim faith. And videos of our president bowing to a right angle, 90 degrees, before the king of Saudi Arabia. And, of course, Barack Obama's aide said, why? The president would never bow before the king. You're going to believe what they tell you, or your lying eyes. Well, we'll be back over here as we wrap up today's program here at the American Museum.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase a medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, of course, we didn't have one. It was open lines. Hope you enjoyed the program. We always like your calls, so that because talk radio, when you have to have someone to talk to, but we're out of time now, and I just have to remind people there in Colorado that we are having an all-day seminar a week from Sunday, that's the 23rd of October. We usually have a contingent from Colorado. Don't know whether they're going to be here this year. Haven't had a chance to check the list of the people who are coming, but if you're interested, you can still make reservations, although well, this weekend's the end because, of course, we have to let them know on Monday how many people are coming and so they can have their preparations made. So, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 should be a great program, and we look forward to having you as, if you can make it. If not, of course, we'll have videos of the program, and but you won't get the delicious lunch or meet the other people from Colorado. And then, of course, we need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We have about 60 to 65 outlets across America. We picked up four or five stations. In fact, recently we got a call from a station in Las Vegas that was going to put us on for nothing. Of course, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, but that's all right. It's a good station, and you'd be amazed in how many people are up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We do a program here at 4 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. We do it at 4 in the evening and 4 in the morning. And how many people are driving to work at 4 o'clock in the morning and tune in on the morning program? In fact, we're getting a free station in Las Vegas who actually called us and asked if they could utilize our program. Well, we're very, very pleased and happy about that. Under any circumstances, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us expand our network and bring out the truth, which you're not going to get elsewhere, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You'll certainly want to get my interview with Professor Sutton on The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. It's a DVD. It will help you understand what's going on, how we funded the communists from its inception, how we funded the Nazis. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we funded the Nazis. After all, somebody had to build the weapons for the Germans. It was 100 American corporations over there. If you doubt it, we have a letter I found among Colonel House's papers from William Dodd to Colonel House asking why there were 109 American corporations in Germany in 1936, building the weapons of war for the Germans so that there could be another war. And poor old Ambassador Dodd didn't understand what you understand, and that is we were creating the best enemy money could buy. Also covering the book by John Loftus, who had a security clearance four levels above top secret, or three levels above top secret, in the book America's Nazi Secret. Also covered in the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler and Trading with the Enemy. All the rest of the books, the Military Channel and the Discovery Channel and the History Channel, they all lie to you. But nobody's going to tell you. We funded the best enemy money could buy so we could have a World War II and bring in the United Nations. And, well, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. And pray for Ron Paul and Alex Jones. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology.